sometimes we make commitments to do things and then circumstances change, but we still need to follow through on our commitments. Here's a commitment that you need to follow through on: marriage. Amen. You say, well, my wife's an unbeliever. My husband's an unbeliever. Okay, Nebuchadnezzar's an unbeliever. You know, what happens when you break your vow to Nebuchadnezzar? You're in hot water with the Lord. Well, guess what? God doesn't want you breaking your vow to your spouse, even if they're an unbeliever. You need to honor that vow. You know, you need to stay with your unbelieving spouse. Now, I'm sorry that you married an unbeliever, but you need to stay with your unbelieving spouse. That's what the Bible says. Okay. And so don't just say, well, they're an unbeliever, so I'm going to go ahead and break this vow. I'm going to go ahead. No, no, no. You need to stay and make that work. As unfortunate of a situation. Now, the only exception I would give to that is if your spouse is literally, and not just like a maybe, if your spouse is for sure a reprobate, meaning that they're like a pedophile or, you know, an open homosexual or something, then I would say, yeah, get away from that person because that's disgusting. Okay. But other than that, you know, the Bible's clear. You need to stay with your unbelieving spouse. Okay. You stay with your spouse. It's till death do us part. And we live in a society of easy divorce. But as Christians, we should not adopt this easy divorce mentality. We need to have a do or die mentality when it comes to marriage. Okay. And whether they're a believer or an unbeliever, the oath, the covenant, the vow still stands.